Father, we thank you for the time to be able to thank you for your love and your waiting on us this morning. We owe you so much. So, all we can do right now is to thank you. We just pray for you. You have been our ultimate deliverer. You have been our mind readier. You have been our friend. You have been our safe and helpful rock in the time of trouble. God, answer us. So please, that we have new love, speak to us about it in part this morning. Give us that. We ask you to protect our minds, God, that we protect our hearts, God, that things that come and infect us in our lives. Keep us out of temple things, keep us out of beautiful things, God. And be with us all day today. This is a brand new day to give us. Because we feel rejoice and be glad in this, God, because we do not have to call our name this morning, but so we give you honor and glory that you are peaceful, God. Because this morning that we do love you. And God, we do appreciate our things this morning. And then we pray. So we're going to deal with, this is called family therapy. And my topic this morning is basically when money is funny. And it says that we cannot allow financial pressure to cause us to compromise our faith or our holiness. Let's talk about when money is funny. What does that mean to you? When money is funny. I wrote down a couple things for myself. It is exactly when money is funny to me is when I lack aware of finding out how to meet the obligations I have, or even if when I come short of meeting the obligations, or even having wanting to do some other things other than my obligations. Also, it would make it more real than there be a money. So, what money is funny, what does that mean to you when financial problems hit you? We're going to be exploring our faith, our holiness, and also really financial pressure. So, when you speak of when money is funny, think about what is financial pressure for you. What is financial pressure for you?
That's very
I think it's, you know, thankful to say it's in my talk about the statement is, we cannot allow final depression to cause us to compromise our faith or our holy. Now, when you're in final depression, there are some things that occur emotionally, right? Things that occur emotionally. One, we go to anxiety. And then we go to anxiety, and then we clear over to stress. And then it comes into what we call a worry. It accumulates right there. And that's when our body starts reacting. When we begin to get ourselves off stressed out, what happens to our body? What kind of effect does it have on our body? You're in financial stress. How many of you know financial pressure can tear up a marriage? Financial pressure can tear up a household. Financial pressure could tear up even your relationship with children when they misuse your hard earned money and you don't have enough to meet your obligations trying to deal with it. And also, if financial pressure and worry interrupt the sleep. Because how many of you can have a piece of sleep when you worry about that? So financial pressure can have different kind of effects on it, but that's when the body reacts. So our mind is involved, and then we worry so much, it gets our body and our emotions and everything all involved. And that's why God is saying, that's when we get from the point to the financial pressure is there, then we get to this word. We start compromising. What does compromise mean? Compromise means that we start trying to find a way.
May have been
We're trying to find a way of compromising, and we begin to accept ways and standards that's not a part of God's plan for us. I mean, I'm telling you, this compromise has caused those tax places.
Amen.
Their tax places have made a living of our compromise, of compromising. So it says for us, we cannot allow financial pressure to cause us to compromise our faith or our hope. Okay? So when we get to a place of compromising, we begin to adapt to unhealthy things. Not only unhealthy ways, but unhealthy things in our body. We begin to feel things that we don't need to take care of. Stress, if you don't take care of stress, what happens to you? Stress will take you out. And let me tell you something. That stress creates this fear factor. We fear things ain't going to work out. We already know the end before we even know what the problem is. Because what? Past things have taught us, oh, it's going to work out. But it has worked out because you're here in another situation. Ain't no way God going to give you 2,000 issues at once. You made it to one and then the other. But still we get at another problem and we worry and we fear. And we cause ourselves to go into an emotional problem. And we know if we have that faith and belief in God, He has once worked it out before, right? And at my age, He's been working out so many times. I've been doing it. So I don't know why we get to the
allow that situation to compromise our faith. Now, let's deal with faith and holiness. It says, don't let that situation compromise your faith or your holiness. Okay? So let's look at what the statement is saying. So I had to look at it and I kind of let okay. It says, when your money is running, you will end up compromising. He said, but don't do that, because you got to depend on your faith. And the level of your faith depends on what you do. Your holiness. Now, we don't understand what faith is and what holiness is, okay? So, our faith is, when we are facing a situation, we're going to compromise what we know and believe. What is your faith? When you're going through a situation and you compromise, you'll compromise what you already know about God. What you know He's already brought you through. What you know He's already done. You're going to compromise your faith. Okay, so faith, give me a definition of faith and use what it says. Faith is what? And it's the what? It's the evidence. What evidence do you have about the faith? So when you compromise, you're compromising your own truth. Because you know it was God, you know it is God, and you know it will be God, but yet you compromise your own truth. So it says, not only it says we compromise our faith, but it compromises our holiness. What is holiness? What is holiness? Now, think of when they say God is holy, what is it for the faith? Holiness is separation. But when you think of God, what is God? He is a definition of holiness, perfect, our perfect view. That's just who He is. So when He says our holiness, we're trying to be like Him. So when we compromise, we step back and say, I'd rather be me than him. See, I know how to work my stuff out. He's taking too long. But see, Jeremiah 29 tells us what? He knows what? He knows plans. So when we compromise, if we compromise the plan. So it says we cannot allow these kind of things. No matter whether it's financial or any kind of pressure, to compromise our faith
Thank you.
One woman came to that door the other day. She didn't even start talking before she broke. I knew that was my ministry. My ministry lit up like, wow! This is what I do. This is what I love to do. So, even though I went through a storm financially, he got me in life.
And the thing about it is, we shall reap if we faint not. I mean,
consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
Okay, now, get this. Y'all went through some trials, right? It didn't, didn't feel good, right? But when you look back and see yourself then and then see yourself now, why, how do you look? You look pretty good. When you're going through the storm, miserable. But when you came out and look back on that storm and see what God out of you through the storm and what you came out of, now the glory that's in me right now, I'm telling you, oh, when I get ready, let me tell you that thing yet. Please, don't take away the joy that I get up in the morning.
Yeah.
And you know what? One more time. God bless. That's a good one. Because sometimes, I'm telling you, depression and stress can cause you to waver. Can cause you not to go to roll and not to go to move. But when God comes through and do things, your glory comes through. And you be like, I'll be like, hey, well, open the door. Don't let you get into this thing. I got to get there early enough to get one thing. Now, the thing about it, he says, no, this is your faith. Now, let's look at holy. Now, he says, don't compromise your faith or don't compromise your holy. Okay? Now, the holy, he says, remain holy. And then again, the situation. Some of us come out of pocket, don't come out of pocket, don't we? But you know how to get back in there? Just get back in.
Yeah, just get back.
Don't go, I remember one morning I was going through some trials. And I said, God, just let me let go. Just let me let go in front of me, a car said, just let go. The license plate is right in front of me. Let go. I mean, I don't know how to go to God. And I looked up in the license plate, just let go. I mean, the thing about when we take ourselves down to that, Tiana was speaking yesterday, and she called something out about sound mind. And she called the fact that a sound mind in the Greek means that it's safe and protected.
Yes.
And it's safe. Now, I always thought a sound mind was that of, you know, the word and all that, you know, being. But she said, God is always, because we're safe, He's saving our minds now, protecting our minds. Therefore, when you holler, I'm going to lose my mind, you're going to get what you already wanted in you. Your mind is protected. It's safe. It's safe. And I'm thinking, therefore, as soon as we get out of pocket, we got the mindset to get right back in pocket.
Yeah.
You don't have to go put up there for 15 steps. Just get back in the pocket. You don't have to go to the center of the study. Just get back in there. Now, it says, when you remain holy, your holiness, your position in Christ, your status in Christ, and your pursuit of better every day. That's my new word for you. God has given me that word. But he said that it gives you a better perspective of what you need to do. If you remain holy, it gives you a better perspective. Now, it also requires you to renew your mind. You can't renew your mind on Monday and think it's going to last out when some stuff happens. So it's a daily process to renew your mind. What that scripture is, renewing your mind, what scripture? It's what? Romans 12. Thank you. about Peter. And I had a glimpse in there at Paul. Paul was one way. He either you all in or you not. Mm-hmm. Paul was coming around. He wasn't playing the middle time. Now Peter was like, I know I'm through the country, but I know how to get back to God. Paul was like, I'm just gotta be all in. So here he is feeling like this. He says that not that I speak the wrong and trying to get blessed, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. This is powerful. He says, I know how to be a baby, and I know how to be a dime. And everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all. I can make you a financial storm. I can do all. Okay, so let's look at what it is when Paul is saying, I have learned. That means that everything, both good and bad, taught him. He was in God's classroom of ministry. Discipline, 101, and tribulation, 102. I mean, we would not be the men and women of God if we had not gone through it. You know, a tree that is rooted and cannot be moved, only way that you know that tree cannot be moved is the storm that already hit. There are many storms that have hit trees that uprooted. So when the archaeologists or somebody go out and see this tree is still standing, it's because when they say many storms have hit this tree and it's still standing, that means it has proved itself to be rooted and grounded, and that root goes real deep. So if you're going to be a tree standing by the river and you cannot be moved, then you have to have known that storms are going to hit the root. So if Paul says, through this, I have learned how to be content. What is content? through the wind and the ways of life. You've got to define what. That's why we get to let these things take us down. Because God says who we are. He says, I'm more than a conqueror. And you're trying to tell me when a climax is strong, that more than a conqueror doesn't apply to that. It applies to a financial storm. It applies to sickness. I'm more than a conqueror. My standing is not on the game. I belong to him. And you know, he tells me this thing. I'm studying this thing too, because next week I want you all to pray for me and go to Kentucky to do a ministry. And I'm dealing with it that no matter how I look, no matter how strong I come, I'm a thief in the hand. I don't care if my hair is short or I look, I'm still that thief in the hand. I belong to Almighty God. So the thing about it is, it don't matter what it is, what he's giving you. And he believes what he's giving you should be enough for you to work it out. Sometimes it's not. I've had several top to the total pool. I have great understanding how to model this. I can't see a cop to the total room. You know, people say, well, the bottom of the road, I don't know how they're going to step up. I can't put a cop somewhere. The thing about it is, you have to understand, when we get to a place in God to where we don't understand the storm that we're going through, finances, God takes me to know what to do with my money. And he says, I'm telling you, when you think about how far he brought me, when I hit a storm, I just calculated, I didn't have the last one, but he's so many ways. And this year, both on a new week, and there's nothing else financially. I have learned through the school of financial history how to trust God. You got to go through, you got to pass 101 to get to 102, you got to get through. And you know, just like we want these things, but you know, whatever we have, we have God says, I'm able to supply. And then this is the basis of the scripture that's so powerful. It says, this is what the Lord can do. It says, I can do it. I can go and lay before God what my problem is. I'm saying, United States, the father or the mother took their whole family out because of pressure. A lawyer last week took everybody out. A mother took everybody out. A minister, 14-year-old took everybody. What kind of pressure a 14-year-old will have? So God says, listen to me. All that you have in you. The scripture says, come ye to a birth. Heaven's lady, guess what he said?
I made it out.
Thank you.